You know that old project management triangle, right? Good, fast, cheap.
Pick two.
Pick two. Exactly. If you want something good and fast, it's not going to be cheap. If you want it good and cheap, it's definitely not going to be fast. It's like the iron law of business.
Yeah, that's pretty much the world every content creator lives and dies by.
It is. But today we are looking at a case study that, well, it claims to break that geometry entirely. We're looking at a collision between two very different players. On one side, you've got Best Writing. You've probably seen them. They're this hub for writers and creator publishers. They produce these incredibly dense, high-quality
Oh,
guides.
yeah. Stuff like Best AI SEO Tools for 2026 or those deep dives on editorial strategy. They're really good.
They are. So they represent the good. They have the intellectual property, the trust, the, you know, the deep knowledge.
But, and it's a big, but they're a text-first platform.
And that's the bottleneck. Because they're stuck with the fast and cheap problem, they have this mountain of amazing content, but turning all that text into a YouTube channel, a podcast network.
Or a social media empire.
Right. That usually requires a huge team and a huge budget.
And that's the content conundrum right there.
Yeah.
You have the expertise, but you just don't have the bandwidth to be everywhere at once. And in today's media world, if you're not everywhere omnichannel, you're leaving a lot of attention on the table.
So enter Player 2, the auto content API. This is the engine. The promise here is that a text-first platform like Best Writing can plug into this API and, I mean, transform
From a blog into a multimodal media giant.
without hiring a single new employee.
And we should be really clear here. This isn't just about, you know, writing faster. That feels like 2023 thinking. This is about content transformation.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
It's about moving from content creation as a manual craft, you know, an artisan making one pair of shoes at a time, to programmable infrastructure. You're running a factory now.
Programmable infrastructure. Okay, that sounds big. Let's bring it down to earth a bit. Let's start with the first transformation audio.
Good place to start.
Best Writing has these great articles. I was just reading one, 10 Best Grammar Checkers for 2026. It's super comprehensive, very useful, but it's also 2,000 words long.
And let's be honest, who has the time to read 2,000 words on grammar checkers at 2 in the afternoon on a Tuesday?
Exactly. I want that information, but I'm, you know, doing the dishes or I'm on my commute. The obvious answer is a podcast.
But we all know that drill. Mics, soundproofing, editing software, hosting fees.
Our sources suggest a high-quality produced podcast episode can cost anywhere from $100 to what, $15,000?
Yeah, when you factor in all the human time and talent, it's totally cost prohibitive for a blog to do that for every single article.
Right. But this is where the auto content API creates a fork in the road. You've probably seen tools like Google's Notebook LM, which can, you know, summarize text into audio.
Sure, that's option A. It's cool, but it's a walled garden. You don't own the voices. You can't really control the brand.
It just sounds like a generic AI.
Precisely. The Auto Content API offers option B, headless audio. It lets Best Writing build a production pipeline that's completely their own, white labeled. They can take that article on grammar checkers, feed it to the API.
And it spits out a podcast.
Not just a monologue. It can generate a dynamic two-person dialogue.
Okay, hang on. I have to stop you there. Dynamic dialogue sounds great on a feature list, but does it actually work? Or does it sound like two GPS voices arguing?
That's the right question to ask. And the data actually shows that a multi-speaker dynamic, that back and forth conversational style, increases listener retention a lot. It triggers the cocktail party effect in our brains. We're just wired to listen to conversations.
Interesting.
But here's the kicker, and this gets around that robot voice fear. The API supports high-fidelity voice cloning.
Okay, so walk me through that. Best Writing is run by Thomas Lauren Novitius. He's the face of the brand, or I guess the voice.
Right. And this gets us to what I call the CEO paradox.
The CEO paradox.
Yeah, the audience wants to hear from Thomas. They trust him. But Thomas has to run the business. He can't spend 4 hours a day in a recording booth reading blog posts. It's just not a good use of his time.
So the paradox is the person you most want to hear from is the person who has the least time to speak.
Exactly. With the voice cloning endpoint, Thomas records a sample once. The API trains on his voice. Then Best Writing sets up a simple workflow. New article published, API ingests text API, generates script API, synthesizes audio using Thomas's cloned voice.
Wow. So suddenly, Thomas is hosting a daily podcast showing up in every listener's ear without ever opening his mouth.
That is A little bit dystopian, maybe.
A little, yeah. But incredibly efficient. You keep the brand authenticity because it sounds like the founder, but you get rid of the burnout.
And you can scale that authenticity globally. This is a massive unlock that I think most people miss. Best Writing is an English language site.
Right.
But the API supports over 50 languages.
Wait, so they're not just cloning his voice in English?
No. They can take that guide on editorial calendars and instantly resynthesize it into Spanish, German, Japanese, French.
Mm-hmm.
And not just a text translation, a fully localized audio asset.
That's wild. So you take your total addressable market, your TAM, and you can, what, multiply it by 5 or 6 overnight?
Without hiring a localization team, without finding different voice actors for every single region, you're effectively omnipresent.
Okay, so we've conquered the commute, we've conquered the international market, but let's talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room, video.
The scroll.
We know that by, what, 2025, 2026, video is over 80% of all internet traffic. And it's not just Netflix, it's vertical video, TikTok, Reels, YouTube Shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm a writer at Best Writing, I probably became a writer because I didn't want to be on camera.
That's a pretty standard writer profile, yes.
So how does a text-heavy blog pivot to video without looking awkward or, you know, spending a fortune?
Video is usually the most expensive line on any P&L. You're absolutely right. Traditionally, if you wanted to make a high-quality short, you're hiring a video editor, maybe an animator, maybe on-screen talent. You are looking at $150 to $300 per video, minimum.
And that's for one piece of content that might just flop.
Exactly. The risk is just too high. So the Auto Content API flips the economics with their Video Create Shorts endpoint. It lets you run a faceless video strategy.
Faceless, meaning no human camera crew.
No cameras. You just feed it the text, let's say from that 16 writing tools to 10x your writing article. The API pulls out the key points, writes a script, generates an AI avatar to be the presenter, adds lip syncing, creates the background, and burns in the subtitles.
And the cost for that?
It's about 400 credits.
Yeah.
Which works out to roughly 40 euros.
4 euros. Okay, pause. That completely changes the risk profile. If I'm paying $300 for one video, I need that video to be a hit.
Yeah.
I need it to go viral to justify the cost.
Correct. You become very risk averse.
But at 4 euros, I mean, that's the price of a coffee.
At 4 euros, you're just buying lottery tickets where the odds are actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
You could afford to fail. Best Writing could take that list of 16 tools, generate 16 separate videos, one for each tool, and just throw them all at TikTok.
And maybe 15 of them get 200 views.
But one of them hits the algorithm just right and gets 200,000 views.
And since you only spent, what, 64 euros total, the ROI on that one hit is astronomical.
That's creative testing at scale. You let the data tell you what works instead of your gut or your budget.
There's another angle to video here that I saw in the notes. It's not just social media. It's about using explainer videos for the website itself.
This is huge for SEO, and almost no one is doing it programmatically yet. Think about it. Best Writing review software, right? Let's say they're reviewing the best ebook subscription apps.
Which is a classic affiliate marketing play. You want people to read the review, click your link.
Right. But Google is watching. They measure something called dwell time, how long a user stays on your page. If someone clicks, scans for 10 seconds, and bounces, Google thinks, this page is probably low quality.
But if they stop to watch a video.
Exactly. If you embed a 60 to 90 second horizontal explainer video at the top of that review, the user stops. They watch. The timer is ticking. The sources we looked at claim that embedding video makes a page 53 times more likely to rank on page 1 of Google.
53 times. That's not a marginal gain. That's a dominant strategy.
It is. And for a human team to make an explainer for every single software review, Best Writing has hundreds, it would take years. The API can crawl the feature pages of the software and just auto-generate these explainers in minutes.
So you're using video not just for entertainment, but as a direct SEO lever.
You're creating a multimedia moat around your content.
I want to pivot to something a little more abstract, but maybe even more powerful. We've talked about output podcasts, videos, but to produce great content, you need great input, you need research.
Yes. This is where we move upstream. If you want to be a thought leader, you can't just recycle what everyone else is saying. You need intelligence.
The outline mentions these deep research capabilities. How is this different from me just, you know, Googling something?
It's the difference between a search engine and a research analyst. The Auto Content API uses these. Like autonomous agents. They aren't just matching keywords. They are browsing the live web, reading reputable sources, parsing financial news, checking SEC filings.
So how would Best Writing use this? Give me a concrete workflow.
Okay, imagine a recurring research task. Best Writing sets up a trigger. scanned for any new AI writing tools launched in the last 24 hours.
So it's basically acting like a radar.
A radar that never sleeps. Every single morning, the API wakes up, scours Product Hunt, Twitter, TechCrunch, even obscure developer forums. And it doesn't just give you a list of links, it reads them, synthesizes the features, checks the pricing, and outputs a daily briefing document.
Or, knowing what we know now, it could output a daily internal podcast for the editorial team.
Exactly. Imagine the founder, Tomas, starting his day with a 5-minute audio brief of everything that happened in the writing tech space while he was asleep.
That's a massive competitive advantage. You are just reacting faster than anyone else.
And you can close the loop. This is what we call content-led growth. You can automate the entire chain. Trigger, new tool detected, research, agent gathers info, synthesis, API writes a script, production, API creates a breaking news video, distribution, API posts it to all their social channels.
So best writing can effectively run a CNN-style newsroom with a staff of zero.
A newsroom that never misses a scoop.
That leads perfectly into this idea of newsjacking. I love that term, but it sounds a little aggressive. What does it actually mean here?
It sounds aggressive because it is. It's the art of injecting your brand into a breaking news cycle. And speed is the only metric that matters.
Okay, so give me a scenario.
All right, let's say Google announces a massive, unexpected algorithm update. Total panic in the SEO world. Writers are freaking out on Twitter.
Right. And usually the process is, I see the news 3 hours late. I spend 2 hours reading about it. I spend 3 hours writing a draft. I publish it the next day. By then, the wave has already passed.
The API changes the tempo. It integrates with social listening, feeds X, Reddit. It detects a huge spike in keywords like Google update, combined with, you know, negative sentiment.
So the system knows something is wrong before a human editor even does.
And the reaction loop kicks in. The API detects the trend, researches the cause. Why is everyone so angry? Generates a market alert script, creates a vertical video, and posts it.
All in, what, minutes?
In minutes. While all your competitors are still having their morning coffee, best writing has already captured the search traffic and the social conversation. They become the authority on the topic simply because they were first.
That is incredibly powerful. But I want to play devil's advocate. We've talked about volume, we've talked about speed, but what about spam? If best writing uses this to generate 5,000 pages of content, isn't Google going to just slap them down for thin content?
That is the danger zone. And you're right to bring it up. If you generate 5,000 text articles that are mostly generic and repetitive, yes, Google will penalize you. That is thin content. It's a content farm.
So how does this save them from that?
By increasing the signal density. If those 5,000 pages are just text, they're thin. But what if every single one of those pages also contains a unique audio guide, deep diving into that specific niche topic, and a unique video summary?
The page looks very different to the crawler.
Completely different. Google sees multimedia. It sees unique audio files. It sees high dwell time potential from the video. You're programmatically forcing quality signals at a scale that human editors physically could never manage.
So you can target the really long tail stuff, like best writing software for historical fiction authors in 2026, and actually have a chance to rank.
And dominate it.
Okay, I'm sold on the why, but let's talk about the how. I hear API, webhooks, endpoints, and I immediately picture a team of developers burning through cash. Best writing is a content team, not a software company. Is this actually usable for them?
That's a really common misconception. We hear API and we think code, but this is designed as API first, not developer only. Think of it less like writing code and more like playing with Lego bricks.
So you're talking about integrations.
Yeah, exactly. It plays really nicely with no-code tools like Make.com or Zapier. You don't write scripts, you build workflows. If this, then that.
So if a new post goes live on our blog, then send the URL to the API, get the MP3 back, and upload that to Spotify.
Precisely. It's just drag and drop plumbing. You aren't manufacturing the pipes, you're just connecting them where you want to go.
And what about the cost? We mentioned the 4 euro videos, but what's the overhead to even get access to this engine?
The model is pay as you grow. It's
yeah.
Reddit-based. The entry-level amateur plan is around 24 euros a month. The business plan, which gives you the faster processing and priority, is about 108 euros a month.
108 euros a month. I mean, just compare that to a freelancer.
You can't even hire a good freelancer for a single hour for 108 in some markets. For the price of 1 hour of human labor, best writing gets a machine that can run a daily podcast, generate daily videos, and monitor the web 24/7 for an entire month.
That really is the shift from expensive OpEx operating expense to a high-leverage tech investment.
It allows a small team to punch way, way above their weight class.
So let's wrap this up. We started with that triangle. Good, fast, cheap. And it really seems like best writing by using something like the Auto Content API can actually hit all three.
They can. They take their good, which is their high-quality text, and they use the API to make it fast and cheap to distribute across every other medium. They achieve that mental availability we talked about. They're in your ears, in your feed, and in your search results.
It really does feel like we're watching a fundamental shift in what it means to be a creator. We're moving from content creation, which is manual and linear, to content transformation, which is automated and exponential.
It totally changes the job description.
Yeah.
And it leaves us with a lingering question.
What's that?
If a company like Best Writing can automate the podcast, the video, the translation, and even the research, what's left for the humans to do?
That is the scary part.
Or the exciting part. We might be entering an era where writing isn't about typing words anymore. It's about designing the logic that generates the words. The best writers of 2026 might not be typists. They might be systems architects.
So the question for you listening is, are you building content or are you building the machine that builds the content? Something to chew on. Thanks for diving in with us.
See you next time.